Somebody read. The podcast you're listening to is a ministry of Because Family. Visit becausefamily.org to learn how our ministry inspires parents to be the first influence in the lives of their children. There you can also learn about our book, What's in Your Pocket? A Parent's Guide to Protecting Your Children Online. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to visit us at becausefamily.org. And I was in trouble. Hello and welcome to the Because Family Podcast. I am Michael, your host, and I'm just thankful that you're with us. This is day two of the Because Family Adventure Podcast, daily podcast in the month of August. This isn't day two, it's day three. I said two, I apologize. It's day three, and this time we're going to talk about Pokemon Go again. Not because I really want to, but because something happened in the news, first of all. And second of all, I got an email about it from yesterday's episode. They emailed me at kmichaelprince@gmail.com or becausefamily@gmail.com, and they told me what they told me. So let me just get right into that email and go ahead and talk to you a little bit about what I learned there, what I thought about that. So the email came from Deanna, and she emailed me at becausefamily@gmail.com. And she gave me a link to an article called Pokemon Creator Admits Games Are Anti-Christian and Aimed Towards Satanists. She says, I wanted to share this with you since I've been receiving emails on podcast ideas. I'm a Christian and want to be aware of what our children are playing and would like to share with others. Click the link below. Thanks for taking the time to read this. So I emailed her back and I said, listen, Deanna, I want to talk about this, but I want to do it on the podcast. So listen tomorrow and I'll at least mention it. And so I wanted to do that, but because that news article came up and because I'm short on time, it's already 9:15 PM on day three. I wanted to go ahead and just talk about this for the episode today. So we're going to talk again about Pokemon. Yeah, so Pokemon's happening, and I'm very sorry that I have to do it again in case it's something that bothers you or you're annoyed with listening to, but that's what we're doing. So because I got that email, if you want me to talk about something else, email it to me, kmichaelprince@gmail.com or becausefamily@gmail.com. Now, let me go ahead and read you that article. Here's what it is. It's from, what was it called? Playforrealgaming.com. Playforreal.com. And it's by their contributor named Jack, whoever that is. But it's from November 7th, 2012. So this is a almost four-year-old post about the person who created Pokemon being interviewed by Time Magazine. And here's the gist of it. I'm not going to read you the whole article, but I'll read you the gist of the interview and then a couple quotes from it. But basically, they asked him where he got the inspiration for doing Pokemon. And he told him, he said, well, the reason I created Pokemon, he said, is I saw something in this evolution thing that inspired me that I could use it to kind of rebel against my upbringing as a child. Growing up a Christian, because evolution to him was something his parents were very much against and adamantly didn't like. And so he was like, you know what? This is something I could put into this game. And so the whole pocket monsters that evolve for him was a little bit of a decision to, you know, let me read you kind of what he said here. He said, well, when I got old enough, I wanted to do something that would show the world that my parents were wrong. Something I saw in nature was the concept of evolution, which my parents denied existed. This sparked the idea for a game that would go against everything my parents believed in. They said, this game being Pokemon, right? He said, yes, Pokemon is essentially the correct answer towards life, not Christianity. Everything presented in the game is the opposite of what Christians may believe. Some have said that the game promotes voodoo or magic, and I agree in the sense that there are many things that occur in nature that are unexplainable. Furthermore, the violence in the games is unparalleled. It may not show up in the actual graphics, but the brutality is made especially explicit in the Pokédex entries. Nature, again, played a big role. So Time then asked, and this is the last thing on this article, Time asked, so those who say that the game is anti-Christian are correct? And he said, I suppose so. I mean, some could say that the game supports Satanism. I don't officially celebrate it, but I can understand why people would be attracted to that. So here's the thing. This website has basically given a lot of fodder for this group of folks that want to say that, that want to say that Pokemon is evil and demonic. Well, here's the problem with this whole thing, this whole article. First of all, this interview never happened. And if you go to something like Snopes.com or several, there's several things out there that take website entries and things that have become popular online and tell you whether or not they're true. And here's what I found on Snopes itself. It says at first, it says here, the interview was the work of Humorous Fiction that was originally published on the website Play for Real on November 7th, 2012. That website is a satirical, humorous website that makes fun, you know, of things like this. And so they posted that on purpose to get a rise out of people, and it worked. So Tajir did, however, give a real interview to Time Magazine, which was published November of 1999. And he said, first of all, one of the things, a quote on this article, is after first coming up with the idea for Pokemon in 1990, he labored for nearly 6 years over the original game. Now, 34, he based it partly, 34 as of 1999, on things he remembered as a kid. The careful attention paid off. Pokemon swept Japan and is now doing the same in the U.S. and beyond. He said it's the way he works. It was mostly about the origin of the game and its unique design, that interview was. He said that it came from several different aspects of his childhood. He collected bugs, and he liked Magna comics. He only mentioned inspiration when saying that he got his best ideas when he was sleep-deprived. He said, it's the way I work. I sleep 12 hours and then work 24. I've worked those irregular hours for the past 3 years. It's better to stay up day and night to come up with ideas. I usually get inspiration for some designs by working this schedule. So this interview about Satanism did not happen. He did not say anything about Satanism in the interview with Time Magazine. That interview was actually in 1999, and it was only about his work process and about the inspiration from collecting bugs and things like that as a kid being his inspiration for Pokemon. So, the issue or the concern about it being demonic is not founded. It's not founded in that, at least. Now, I have seen, and I mentioned it in yesterday's episode, I have seen ties, I have seen things that make people go, it's demonic, and I, you know, a monster in your pocket, it's whatever. It depends on where you lean. I'm not the kind of guy that finds demons in everything. I'm not the kind of person who needs that, and I'm just gonna be honest, who needs that spiritual application, the super spiritual or supernatural application to everything in my life, good or evil. You know, I don't feel like I get a cold because the enemy is attacking me. I don't feel like I got a paycheck because God opened up the heavens and poured out his blessings, necessarily. Yeah, I'm blessed to have the job, but I got the paycheck because I did the work and I got paid, and that's how it works. You know, so it sounds maybe not spiritual, but I think that things like this article that were written in jest, written as humor, were things that are done to get a rise out of people, and it works. And unfortunately, we don't do research. We don't look into things deeper to find out the truth. And so we allow this stuff to get us riled up. And what really stinks is that kids suffer the consequences of parents being this way. And so as parents, we have to be so careful to check the origins of things, especially when we're on the internet. And so, yeah, we need to know where Pokemon came from and where the ideas came from. And the little monsters, they're basically creative little ways that he interpreted the bugs he collected as a kid. That's not evil. Like, it's just not. And so unfortunately, you know, 20 years later, we're having this conversation about Pokemon. And, or 26 years later, whatever it is, we're having this conversation about whether or not Pokemon is evil again. And Pokemon Go brought that out. Now here, if Pokemon Go is evil, it's not evil because of demonic spirits. It's not evil because of Satanism or Satan worshiping or anything like that. If Pokemon Go or Pokemon is evil, is for the stupid or terrible things people do while they're playing it. And so when we come back in just a minute, in just a few seconds, I'm going to read the news article that I found, and we'll talk about that.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, boy, I like this podcast. I wish there was something I could do to give back. Well, there is. Patreon.com/becausefamily. That's where you can go to learn how to give monthly. We'll mention your name on the podcast. We'll talk about you. There's even some other rewards, including copies of our book and things like that. So visit patreon.com/becausefamily. Sign up to give 5, 10, 25, whatever dollars you can. Thanks for considering that, and thanks for listening to the Because Family podcast.
Thank you, Kevin Hagen, for giving to us through Patreon at Because Family. I don't know, patreon.com/becausefamily. That is just awesome, and we're so grateful. Thank you for doing that. Yeah, we're doing it again. I know. I'm sorry again. But here's the deal. I got, not only did I get that message, email, I also got a news article. Found a news article that I needed to talk about on here, I felt like. So, sorry, that's weird sound. What is that? Okay. Starting over. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. So not only did I get an email, I also got that news article. And in that news article, let me just tell you what it said. There was a couple who left their 2-year-old for an hour and a half while they went to play Pokemon Go. They left their 2-year-old. Now here's the deal. We've had stories of people like leaving or walking off cliffs. We've had stories of people walking into bodies of water randomly. We've had stories of people walking into neighbors' houses. We've had these stories that I mentioned yesterday on the podcast. But I hadn't seen anything this criminal. I mean, there was one guy who was trying to toss his Pokeball at a Pokemon while he was driving his car, and he sideswiped a police officer. Genius. But we hadn't had something like this that put somebody so innocent in so much possible danger. But what happened was, this stinking couple left their 2-year-old. This kid got out of the house, I guess, or was already out of the house, and the neighbor saw him crying, and just like they said, their words were red-faced crying, in his diaper and nothing else, and a t-shirt maybe, walking around, trying to get himself back in the house, just crying because he couldn't figure it out. Here's the deal. I have a 2-year-old. He just turned 2 in June, and this, I cannot imagine leaving my son behind to go off and do something at all. Like, just leaving him alone, period. I mean, it could be, if one of my other kids had an emergency and I had to leave, if I got a phone call and somebody said, I'm going to give you $1 million and I needed to leave. If I got a phone call and they said, you know, somebody that you love has been in an accident, I need you to get here now, whatever. I would be stuck there until I could take my kids with me, and my 2-year-old especially. Or I don't know, but it's complete nonsense. So anyway, they've been charged with neglect and child endangerment, obviously, because of leaving this kid behind. Here's the thing with something like Pokemon Go, and I talk about this all the time, and this is an extreme example of stupidity that people have and stupid stuff that they do. But people make bad decisions for dumb reasons all the time. And unfortunately, it's too often that our children suffer the consequences of these bad decisions. Stuff like, you know, drugs or alcohol, things like you know, just addictive personalities, relationships, you know, dating, you know, while you have children, things like being in a relationship that's not committed as a couple and you have a child together, that stuff, just things that are detrimental to our kids, smoking around your kids, just things that our kids are innocent and they are hurt by this stuff. Pokemon Go is not intended to be that. And so I wanted to say, because the email I got was about the evils of Pokemon. It was about the potential evil. And we saw in that article that it's not evil in Pokemon. Pokemon's not evil. It's you know, it's this guy liked bugs when he was a kid and to collect them. And so the game's based off of his love to do that sort of thing. What we're seeing is the evil in people, or the, I don't know if it's evil as much as it's stupidity in people. But we look at stuff like Pokemon Go and stories like this neglect by these parents because they went off and left their kid to play Pokemon Go. Now, let me do something that may be considered stupid and you may not like it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to tie this into something we all do and we're all guilty of. This is an extreme example of trading in your influence. And as parents, we trade in our influence all the time. We trade in our influence for entertainment like Pokemon Go, or like our latest Netflix show we're into, or going out to see movies or doing things. We trade in our influence for security, things like financial security. We want to have more money. We trade in our influences for stuff like success. Like, we want to be popular, or not even popular, but just successful in our jobs or whatever. And so we work more than we should. Whoops, ran up on the curb a little. We work more than we should because we're trying to be more successful, and we sacrifice that influence we can have in our family and over our children. And yeah, I know, Pokemon Go, whatever, that's not what I'm really talking about anymore. I'm trying to make a point that we have to be careful as parents what we get so into, or let our kids get so into, that it's keeping us from influencing our children in the right ways, in the way we're supposed to. God's called us to be the number one influence in the lives of our kids. We can't be the number one influence in the lives of our kids if other stuff is what we do 100% of the time, or 90% of the time, or if they're into other stuff on their screens, on their whatevers, 90% of the time. We can't do it. We can't be the first influence. We have to pay attention to that stuff. So that's what I wanted to talk about with the Pokemon Go today. And, you know, yesterday I just kind of talked about the show. This time I wanted to read that email. Thank you for the email. Please, if anyone else has anything to email me about or talk to me about, email me at kmichaelprince@gmail.com or at becausefamily@gmail.com. That'd be great. But seriously, you don't know how important the influence you have over your kids is. And don't leave them dealing with issues on their own because you're so busy. Don't leave them not feeling like you can communicate or they can communicate with you because you're too busy or because it's too awkward. It's not comfortable. Have these conversations with your kids. And I'm not talking about having conversations about Pokemon Go. I'm talking about everything else in your life and in their lives that they need to talk about. But the tips I said about Pokemon Go yesterday, I agree. Play with your kids. You know, go out together and play things. John Wilkerson, somebody I mentioned on the podcast a lot, commented on my post about yesterday's podcast and said that. He said, yeah, play with your kids. 5-second review, play Pokemon Go with your children. It's safer. It makes it a family fun thing. It's exercise. It's good stuff. So do it. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/becausefamily. Visit our website, becausefamily.org. You can learn about my speaking and how I do seminars at kmichaelprince.com. And thank you for that. Don't forget to go to iTunes, like, subscribe, comment on this on the website or on our Facebook or Twitter or anything, and email me. I'd love to hear from you if you have anything you want to say to me, or anything you want to ask me, or whatever. Melinda and I should be on the show. Actually, at this post, it's going to be early tomorrow morning. So it's going to actually be 2 episodes in one day that post, because I didn't get this recorded the right way. So anyway, so you'll get this early on on August 4th, and then you'll get the fourth episode of the daily episodes late on August 4th. But if you have any questions, Millen and I should be talking about your kids coming home from all the things that they're doing, their camps and their missions trips and their things like that. So comment or send us emails or anything like that about questions you may have. But we're going to talk about that stuff hopefully tomorrow. Hopefully we'll find or make time to make that happen. But thank you again for listening. God bless. Check us out at becausefamily.org, and we'll see you next time on the Because Family Podcast.